Good evening. I'm calling to order the meeting of the City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission. And today's meeting will consist of a normal meeting agenda plus a consideration of a variance request. The date is August 14th. Time is 7:30. Let's see. Our agenda is marked with an oath of office. Is that correct? Am I looking at the wrong?
That's why I have a new one right there for you.
It too has oath of office on it.
Yeah, so I think there's just a small typo on the agenda. There's no oaths required. Let's move to the consideration of the minutes. Please review the minutes for our last meeting. Our last was on May 8th, 2012. Please review and I'll entertain a motion.
If they be accepted as read.
Second.
It has been moved and properly seconded that the meeting minutes of May 8th be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Abstaining. Motion passes.
May I say they were very well done?
I would say that there's the information is true and correct. At this point in the agenda, I guess I would ask if there are any changes to the agenda that would be requested by the commission.
Do we need to put a consideration of time change on there?
I think that would be new business.
Yeah.
We can write that in.
Okay. Put that as B.
Yeah. Without objection, we'll move into new business. We have, we're now going into quasi-judicial session, which is customary for the consideration of a variance request by John and Lynn. And please help me with the pronunciation.
Taveline.
Thank you. I think you have in your packet an analysis of the requested variances. This, by the way, will require two separate motions, so we'll have to take them one at a time. But in general, these are to allow an exception to our restrictions on the width of boat docks, and they're asking for a substantial change or from the required limits for as regards the side setback lines. And then the second one has to do with the total combined gross square footage of the boat dock under consideration.
So am I to understand that even though they're two separate things, it's pretty much both or neither, right? I mean, if we do one, you have to do the other. Is that correct?
I'm going to ask Pat to give an overview of these just to clarify. Would you address that?
I think you could do these as independent, that they're not necessarily dependent upon one another. You could do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Can I also clarifying question as it relates to the non-conforming structure in terms of working on the non-conforming structure? That does not require a variance?
The changes to the structure are going to be conforming changes.
So therefore, no variance would be...
Right, he would not have to come
that would be allowable under existing code?
Yeah, he would not have to come here for that, yeah.
Okay. Very well. Pat, would you just elaborate a little, just in summary fashion, on the variance request for 78-89G2?
Okay. The application before you is for variances to two provisions concerning boat houses and docks. In order to, in this case, add a open dock area to an existing or improved existing boathouse. It said the existing boathouse is nonconforming with respect to the fact that it sits right on the property line. These improvements would be to the far side of that, towards the other property line. The application would like to reduce the setback from that other property line from the 12.5 feet to 7.5 feet for this new dock area. And also, because of the size of it, would increase the total area of the combined dock and boathouse in excess of the 875 square feet limit that's in the ordinance. And this proposed combined area would be 1,064 square feet.
Okay. So this would be a substantial departure from...
It would be a significant increase over that total combined limit, yes.
Can I ask just a historical question? Mm-hmm. The basis for the 875 square feet in the original ordinance, I'm just kind of curious, what was the history? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I could speak to
that?
Some of that in a general way. I wasn't here, of course. However, the codes in general are meant to be highly restrictive regarding shoreline development along the lake. The idea is that over time, nonconforming structures on the lake, be it boathouses or docks or what have you, would would be reduced to an acceptable minimum, which was decided upon by the by the city council at that time and by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So, and that's irrespective of lot. Homeowners are advised when, you know, they purchase property and make plans to be aware of the what the codes will and will not allow. So you're to some extent, as a PNC, I would have to say your hands are quite tied by existing code, unless there is a very, very, very compelling reason, you know, that's for you to, that's for you to judge.
That's the purpose of the CDA.
Right.
Pat, just a question for you. If we maintained or kept to the 12.5 feet setback, are we still able to max out the 875-foot limit on the on the dock space?
Yes.
Can I have a clarification?
I'm
just looking at the drawing that John put together and submitted for this application. And I think there may be an error in his calculations in the sense that the 875 square feet, correct me if I'm wrong, that equates to deck space. Is that correct?
Have him come up here so we have it on the tape.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to give your name.
Steve Sawyer, 34 Lakeshore Drive, responding in behalf of John and Tavling, given that John's out of town. Looking at the application, he had noted that the footprint, the roof structure on top is 572 feet, but the actual deck or walking space underneath is 173 plus 84, roughly 257 square feet. And then the other deck part would be 492. That would be under the 875. And I know when I had redone my deck stuff, that roof structure was not counted in the square footage of, it was just really walking space. So this would be, my understanding, would be under the 875 square foot stipulation.
So you're contending that the roof line should not be counted in the overall square footage footprint.
It's a roof. Underneath the roof, there's an open area where the boat comes in. So the actual walking space, or deck, if you will, is where the old boathouse is. It's 173 plus 84. That's been there for years and years.
But it was out of, it was considered out of code. Am I
with
correct?
Respect to that setback, but the ordinance is very clear that the open space for the boat slip is included in that
area. So that's
very clear on that point.
Under the project data, page one, you actually quote that boathouses and docks shall meet the following requirements, and under number five, shall be limited in size to a total of combined gross square footage, including the area of the boat slip, of 875 square
feet. Exactly.
That's why I had read that.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you to speak to this in a second, if you would care to. But before I do that, I do want to recognize any other member of the Planning Commission who has a question at this point.
Well, I would just like to say that, I mean, to issue a variance, we have to show that it is, what's the standard of care? It's called, well, not standard, but it's called a you know, an overbearing imposition on the homeowner or something. My first inclination is I don't see that. To keep a 12.5-foot setback would reduce the deck about 5 feet along that, well, from lack of a better word, the right-hand side on this map. And I do realize that, you know, the deck would not be as large, but, you know, part of our purpose here is to protect all the homeowners in Berkeley Lake, including the other lake owners. And so, I mean, my concern is that, you know, we already have a non-conforming structure that, frankly, is imposing on the picnic area. But that it might tend to make the shoreline look very cluttered and actually reduce the property value of this home on the right side of the page. I mean, unless you can explain a overriding reason that it needs to be this big, I can't see why we would grant the variance.
Do you think your pontoon boat does not fit in the structure right now?
No, it was built.
Onto those,
most slips require minimum 10 feet. This is only 7.
Well, and I'm okay with that part.
To that point, I'm okay as well, because I actually have a boathouse that was built in an earlier thing. It's almost impossible to get Rodney's boat into the boat slip. So it makes sense to work in that regard. And that's why I wanted to make sure that that wasn't one of the variances.
Right. Variances are not necessary for that.
So that's something that the City Hall can work through and make sure that happens.
Right, without a variance in code at all. So this deck or boat dock can be improved somewhat within code limitations in essence. That is correct.
Well,
over the 875.
That's correct.
And the setback.
And the setback.
Yeah.
I mean, if we set it back another 5 feet, 5 times 22 is 110. That really only takes 110 feet off of your 1,060.
Right. It's still over the.
It's still over the limit.
There.
Okay. I mean, I'm actually okay with sort of bending that limit, but I sort of have an issue with this changing the setback.
I might have an issue with even the 875, only in the sense, because you said the words that is this any more of a hardship on anybody else? And if we established as part of the code 875 for everybody, and even if we don't agree to the setback, you can still get the 875 in there. Why is that any more of a hardship on this property as it is on my property or anybody else's property?
Well, that's certainly one of the things, the overarching issues. If you were to grant the variance as requested, you'd have very little basis for not granting it elsewhere. And if there is a demand for loosening our codes in this respect, the proper way for that to be handled is through the normal process of asking for a code change in general so that it would affect all property owners. So you, again, your hands are sort of tied as a planning and zoning commission unless the circumstances are
onerous.
Right. So now I'm happy to hear any comments you or requests you might like to make, if you would just anything regarding the application. I'm sorry, only one at a time at the podium. I'm sorry for the formality.
I'm just going to ask a question.
Say again who you are, just for the record.
Yeah, Steve Sides, 34 Lakeshore Drive.
Okay, good.
So in your discussion, Jeff, you were indicating that as a consideration, moving the east side of the dock, which is the 22.6 or whatever, 22 feet,
right.
That side, moving it back roughly 5 feet, which brings it in line with the 12.5-foot setback, that would be a condition that would be acceptable. And I guess all I want to do is, since John is out of town and Lynn's not in a position to respond to that right. John will be back in later this week and we'd take it back and have him review it and maybe schedule a follow-up time to come back.
Well, that would be one of the conditions. I mean, I think that would be required. But then the other thing is, I don't see a reason that we really need to be over 875. And by taking it back 5 feet, we're really only going to reduce it 112.5 feet.
The point where it juts out there and adjacent to the other dock is for safety and access to the back of the boat. So you can walk back alongside the pontoon boat on either side to get access to it. Otherwise, it's a potential safety concern for getting access and doing maintenance on the boat or just general things that you do around a dock.
No argument there. So you could reconfigure the rest of the dock to 875.
We have a question on the... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lynn Tavoline, 10 Lakeshore.
Okay.
My question is there any way that we could table this until next month? My husband is in Sweden, and he'll be back later this week. And I would like for him to be able to hear what you have to say and to address this. And because I think I did not write this, he did. Mm-hmm. And I really am trying to understand everything and to respond, but I just think it would be really nice if you would allow us to just table this until the next meeting, and then that way he would be here and be able to respond more appropriately.
The request is to table technically there's no motion on the floor yet to table. However, Pat, help me on this. Can an application be withdrawn?
With your permission, it can.
Okay.
Can I suggest something before she withdraws?
Mm-hmm.
Is that if you withdraw and come back with the same thing and we come up with we of course haven't voted yet, but come up with the same issues, then you're delaying solving the problem for a month. But if we were to deny this application and then you solve the issue, you might could do it without coming before us again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, if we deny it and y'all decide to do something different, I mean, maybe you could start building in a week. As opposed to if you come back in a month and then we deny it, then, I mean, you've just postponed it a month, is my concern.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm not your attorney. I'm not trying to advise you. That was just my thought.
That's an excellent point. I'm open either way.
But yes, I mean, I'll do
it. An excellent point.
I mean, we could vote it down and then you could make changes and do it.
Mm-hmm.
frankly, you could make changes and come with another variance. But, or you could withdraw it and then just bring it back in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Does withdrawing means that you've got to pay another $50 fee to resubmit it?
Unfortunately.
Pat says yes.
I guess it's been a while since I've been before the P&Z, but I would think you would just defer this until next month and come back and have the homeowner review the comments that have been made and then re-discuss it at that time.
I'm fine with that. If you want to table it.
Yeah. It would mean a delay in your ability to move forward with the dock construction within existing code.
Right. I understand.
And that would be a drawback, you know, from your standpoint.
Yeah. I really don't know when he had planned to start construction on the dock. I really don't think we would plan to do it in the next month.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's...
Well, actually,
that's not really
if she doesn't withdraw it, I guess if they plan something within code, they could start... without her coming back.
Okay, then.
So
I need to craft this into some kind of
let's move to table it.
I think what we do. Let me. This is just a trial balloon. Because this is procedurally, this is a little awkward, but we could make a motion one way or the other. And then someone could move to table it, table the motion. Does that make sense?
Can we table the application before we have a motion?
I think you would need to, if you wish to defer it, you'd need to have a motion to table it, which of course is not debatable.
But, right, right.
But you need to do that before you get into anything on the actual question.
So you don't have to have a motion to pass.
See, I was thinking you had to have a motion, yay or nay, on the...
No.
And then that was what we would be tabling. But you're actually saying we can table, in effect...
You're tabling the consideration of the...
Of the
action thing. Until...
Okay. hate to get all techie detail on this, but just by way of explanation, a lot of planning zoning commissions in the state now have been subject to appeals, legal appeals, having to do with procedural issues, not the substance of it. And so we're wanting to be very procedurally correct. So that's the purpose of this particular brand of discussion. Therefore, I think we can proceed with a motion.
Make a motion that we table this consideration for a month.
Or until the next
meeting. Until the next meeting.
Until the next meeting. Pat, have you got that?
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second? Okay.
Second.
And it has been moved and seconded that this agenda item be deferred until the next available Planning and Zoning Commission. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Any abstaining? Motion passes.
And that date is September 11th.
As it now stands.
September 11th.
If we have a quorum, then that'll be the next opportunity. At least you've had an opportunity to at least get the flavor of what some of the concerns will be at that time. And just in summary, my sense is that there's a hesitation to allow the variance, especially since it does look as if a reasonable amount of modification to the existing structure can be made without interfering with the code. That's my sense of it. But we'll see next month, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Item B.
Item B.
I go to bed with the chickens. I would love to. If we had started at 7, we would have been done 30 minutes ago.
I have to say, to me, I've been wondering this same question. I'm so glad you raised it, because I was ready for a 7 o'clock meeting.
Like I said, I was here at 7. I thought it was at 7.
My first 2 weeks, my first two meetings, I was here at 7.
We just always have to be careful about process and procedure. And so, Pat, if you will determine
if it's a law
how
or
we
ordinance
can,
or
how
just
we can do this,
something that's historical.
But if we could take a non-binding vote that or something on that, not binding, but just sense of the commission that we would prefer an earlier meeting time, preferably 7 p.m.
I will check to see where that time is established.
Okay. Does that require a vote?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, very good. As long as it's in the minutes.
But I will just look to see what procedure would be necessary, whether
if it's a bylaw, we have to change it at two meetings, and then the council has to approve it.
If it's an ordinance, then that's a more involved process, because that would require the city council's action if it's actually in the code. If it's just a bylaw matter, then that's for you to determine, and you can do it at your next meeting easily by making a bylaw change. So, okay. But I'll look at that.
Well, the good thing is we know where this is headed if we can do it, unless Dan has a strong objection to it, which
I don't. Otherwise, I'd like to get younger. I can't pumpkin by 9.
Okay.
Council would do that. 8 o'clock is really late.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing as there are no citizens present at this moment, I'll skip that and entertain a motion for adjournment.
So
all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
And what time is it?
The meeting is adjourned at
7:55.
I can't see it.
Is there a clock anywhere?
Somewhere.
7:55.
At 7:55 p.m. Amy time.
Okay. Close enough.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Oof. Oh, Lord. I just... It-